Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, July 2nd, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, we want to take this time to remind you about fireworks safety and courtesy. Fireworks are extremely dangerous and should be handled with care at all times. Performing stunts with fireworks, especially for social media, can cost you. They are fun for the whole family, and we have some tips to share with you right now. First off, launching fireworks on or near roadways is a criminal offense. Make sure to read and understand all of the fireworks instructions before use. Failure to properly use a specific firework item can result in fire, injury, or even death. Please be mindful of pets if you are near any households. Animals are easily startled by loud reports. Please be mindful of individuals who may have PTSD or can be easily startled and use silent fireworks such as those without whistling or reports. Do not aim fireworks at homes, vehicles, or other people, even if you are joking around. Just like driving, do not use fireworks if you are under the influence. Although it will be a fun weekend, please do not launch fireworks in the late evening or early morning while residents are sleeping. Please extinguish and dispose of any firework trash after lighting and report any disturbances to your local police department. And now for your local events, your local fireworks shows. All of these will take place on Independence Day Sunday, unless otherwise mentioned. We'll begin with our home city of Wauchula now, and that will start at Pioneer Park at sundown around 9 p.m., Fort Meade, Patterson Park at 8:30 p.m., in Frostproof, Lake Clinch at 9 p.m. on July 3rd, in Bartow, Mosaic Park at 9 p.m., in Arcadia, the Turner Agri-Civic Center at 9 p.m., in Sebring, the Sebring City Pier and Beach at 9 p.m., in Avon Park, the Donaldson Park at 9 p.m. on July 3rd, and in Lake Placid, Lake June at 9 p.m. Going to read over those one more time for you, and you can also find them on our Facebook page in Wauchula. The show will begin at Pioneer Park at sundown around 9 p.m., in Fort Meade, Patterson Park at 8:30 p.m., in Frostproof, Lake Clinch at 9 p.m. on July 3rd, in Bartow, Mosaic Park at 9 p.m., in Arcadia, Turner Agri-Civic Center at 9 p.m., in Sebring, the Sebring City Pier and Beach at 9 p.m., in Avon Park, Donaldson Park at 9 p.m. on July 3rd, and in Lake Placid, it'll be held on Lake June at 9 p.m. Faith Temple Ministries Church of God will be hosting their 4th of July Celebration Family Day at 701 North 7th Avenue right here in Wauchula. You can visit from 10:30 a.m. all the way until 3 p.m. All families are welcome to stop by and have fun, and they'll have fun water slides. Plus, you can feast on ribs and fixins, plus cotton candy, snow cones, and more. Admission is free, so stop by this Sunday. Your jobs here in the area, Supermat is looking for laundromat staff. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Laser Engineering is looking for a pipe layer or laborer. A driver's license and 1 year of construction experience are required. And Ridge Area Arc is looking for a finance director, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of accounting and analysis experience are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out, feels like 95, intermittent clouds with a 50% chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds south-southwest at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 10. Humidity is extremely humid, 69%. The dew point 73. Cloud cover 70%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling is 5,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:23 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, shifting to the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon, with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 90s, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25, chance of rain 50%. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-70s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusts around 20 miles per hour in the evening. And Independence Day, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, chance of rain 50%. And Sunday night, partly cloudy in the evening, and then clearing with lows in the mid-70s. Hopefully, the weather will stay the same as it's always been, where it starts to rain around like 3 to 5, maybe a little bit after, and then it clears up at the nighttime. I think that's the perfect weather for Independence Day, so make sure to bring your bug spray and your umbrellas. That concludes your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast, so let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has directed the USDA to aid recovery efforts for residents, farmers, and ranchers affected by the devastation across the southeast caused by Tropical Storm Claudette. USDA staff and regional, state, and county offices are ready to respond and provide a variety of program flexibilities and other assistance to affected communities and ag producers. Visit farmers.gov or your local USDA service center for assistance. Florida peanut growers are wrapping up planting for the 2021 growing season, and things are going well overall. According to AgFacts.com, there are currently 13 states that grow some acreage of commercial peanuts, with Louisiana having the fewest at 2,400 acres, to Georgia, which grows 800,000 acres, or about half of the total U.S. production. Florida and Alabama come in third and second place in most years, along with Texas. Farmers from Georgia to California told the House Ag Subcommittee last week that the foundation of the 2023 Farm Bill should be the taxpayer-subsidized crop insurance system. They also expressed interest in the creation of a standby disaster relief fund. According to Agriculture.com, over the past decade or so, crop insurance has grown into a larger support for agriculture than the traditional farm program. The Risk Management Agency reports indemnities for the 2020 crop year totaled $8.4 billion to date.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water. They actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor and, of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. There are somewhat surprising numbers from the National Ag Statistics Service on corn and soybeans. Planted acreage numbers on both crops were about 1 million acres below the trade expectations. Lance Honig of the USDA gave an overview of the acreage numbers for soybeans.
87.6 million acres planted. You can see that's actually down just a tenth of a percent. In fact, just 45,000 acres below the March intentions. It is still up 5.4%. from last year's planted area. As you probably expected with this number, we're a little bit lower there too than folks were expecting. I think generally speaking, everyone was expecting a little bit of an increase on the soybean acres.
Regarding corn, the market expected 93.7 million acres. The report shows 92.7 million acres planted. Still, that was 1.5 million acres more than the March planting intentions report. Now, here are the findings for the southern region released in the acreage report. Alabama, corn planted for all purposes, estimated at 350,000 acres. That was up 6% from 2020. Soybean planted area estimated at 320,000 acres, up 14% from last year. Florida, corn planted for all purposes, 100,000 acres, unchanged from 2020. And in Georgia, corn planted for all purposes estimated at 460,000 acres, which was up 10%. And soybean planted in Georgia estimated at 130,000 acres, up 30% from last year.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SNR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing modestly higher, adding to the gains that helped the market close out its best first half of a year since the dot-com bubble. The S&P 500 gained 0.5% and posted its fourth consecutive record high. Investors have been encouraged by data that show the economy continues to recover from the pandemic. The latest weekly unemployment report showed the lowest number of claims for unemployment benefits since the pandemic began. The highly anticipated jobs report for June comes out Friday. Oil rose more than 2%. The Dow gained 131 points today to close at 34,633. The NASDAQ was up 18 to 14,522. The S&P 500 tacked on 22 points to 4,319. The New York oil rose $1.76 at $75.23 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Phoenix Suns are headed to the NBA final for the first time in 28 years after wrapping up the Western Conference final in six games with a convincing 124-100 win at the LA Clippers. After 16 years, Chris Paul, with 41 points, will finally play for an NBA title. He wasn't sure he would be in this position.
I experienced COVID just a week ago. Couldn't be there with my teammates, and that's, you know, they won two games in the series without me. First series, got the nerve thing.
Clippers coach Tyronn Lue is keeping his head up.
When I think back to this season, I think back to the playoff run we had and being down the series, you know, both those first two and fighting back and winning those. And, you know, what we did this year was special.
Tonight it's Atlanta-Milwaukee in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Final tied at 2. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is doubtful for that game after undergoing an MRI on his injured left knee from Tuesday night. The Hawks also expect Trae Young to be a game-time decision as he tries to recover from a bone bruise. This is SRN Sports. Game 2 of the Stanley Cup goes to Tampa Bay 3-1 over Montreal as the Lightning take a 2-0 series lead. Ryan McDonough with an assist on the game-winning goal credited goalie Andre Vasilevsky with 43 saves.
Can't say enough good things about him, and obviously was probably the biggest piece of our win here tonight.
Game 3 Friday in Montreal. In the America League, Detroit swept a doubleheader from Cleveland 9-4 and 7-1. It was Seattle in 10 innings over Toronto 9-7, LA 11, New York 8. Baltimore 5-2 over Houston, Chicago 13, Minnesota 3, Oakland 3-1 over Texas, and Boston 6, Kansas City 2. National League Finals saw St. Louis top Arizona 7-4, Milwaukee clobbered Chicago again 15-7. It was Colorado 6, Pittsburgh 2, San Diego 7, Cincinnati 5, at a game called in the 6-2 to rain. Atlanta bombed New York 20-2. It was Miami 11-6 over Philadelphia. The Interleague Final, Washington 15, Tampa Bay 6. Mississippi State routed Vanderbilt 9-0 to win the College World Series. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, and no other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they. You can visit them on the web at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for the day: one of the things I don't like about parallel parking are the witnesses watching me. Tune in not tomorrow, but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Free as always, Independence Day weekend. Have a great one. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back on Monday. See you, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.